God had given a promise to David that his dynasty would last forever. One of the most God-fearing kings in that line was King Jehoshaphat. But Jehoshaphat repeated one sin over and over again, and that is that he thought it good policy to make alliances with enemies of the Lord, like King Ahab. So when Ahab invited Jehoshaphat to go on a military campaign with him, Jehoshaphat said yes, and it turned out to be a disaster. And afterwards, God's prophet said to him, "Should you help the wicked and love those who hate the Lord? Therefore the wrath of the Lord is upon you." But then, when Ahab's son Ahaziah became king, Jehoshaphat repeated the same mistake. Even though Ahaziah was just as much an enemy of the Lord as his father. So we read in 2 Chronicles 20, beginning with verse 35, "After this, Jehoshaphat, king of Judah, allied himself with Ahaziah, king of Israel, who acted very wickedly." There was no excuse for this, because if God's prophet told him that it was against God's will to work together with Ahab, it was certainly against God's will for Jehoshaphat to work together with Ahaziah. But he did it anyway. The Bible says he allied himself with him to make ships to go to Tarshish, and they made the ships in Ezion-Geber. And according to the report in 1 Kings, the expedition was to gather gold. But this project ended in failure. A prophet of God again appeared on the scene, a man by the name of Eliezer, and he prophesied against Jehoshaphat, saying, "Because you have allied yourself with Ahaziah, the Lord has destroyed your works." Those ships never sailed. The Bible doesn't say how they were wrecked, but it says that they were wrecked and they never got out to sea. The ships were wrecked so that they were not able to go to Tarshish. So how did Jehoshaphat respond to this reprimand from the Lord? Well, it seems that Ahaziah tried to get Jehoshaphat to go with him once more, and this time Jehoshaphat turned him down. Ahaziah said, "Let my servants go with your servants in the ships." The Bible says Jehoshaphat would not. So had he learned his lesson, we would like to be able to say that from this time on, Jehoshaphat never repeated this same error, this sin of allying himself with enemies of the Lord. But we cannot say that, because when Ahaziah died, the next king of Israel was Jehoram, another son of Ahab. And again, Jehoshaphat did the same thing. He repeated the same thing. Now, it's possible that Jehoshaphat thought that Jehoram was a little bit better than Ahab and Jehoram, than Ahaziah, because the Bible does say about Jehoram, "He did evil in the sight of the Lord, but not like his father and mother. For he put away the sacred pillar of Baal that his father had made." So Jehoram gave up the detestable worship of Baal, but he still was an enemy of the Lord, because he did not worship God in Jerusalem at the temple where God had commanded. So here's Jehoshaphat making the same bad decision. In fact, the words that he used when Jehoram invited him to go on this campaign were almost the same words that he had used when Ahab had invited him. He said, "I will go up. I am as you are, my people as your people, my horses as your horses." So now what was God going to do? You'd think that this would be the final straw. And again, Jehoshaphat is out there on a campaign with an enemy of the Lord, and disaster is staring him in the face. But he goes to, he asks for the prophet of the Lord to hear what he has to say, and Elisha was there. And Elisha first addressed King Jehoram, and he said to him, "What have I to do with you? Go to the prophets of your father and the prophets of your mother. So why should I listen to you? You're the son of Ahab and Jezebel, and you follow in their footsteps. I'm not going to listen to you." But then Elisha went on, and this is amazing. This is mercy of God beyond anything that we could imagine. Because Elisha said, "As the Lord of hosts lives before whom I stand, surely were it not that I regard the presence of Jehoshaphat, king of Judah, I would not look at you nor see you." So here Jehoshaphat had disobeyed the Lord with regard to Ahab, with regard to Ahaziah, and now the third time with Jehoram, and yet Elisha says, "God regards you." Because Jehoshaphat wanted a prophet of the Lord to speak. So, what can we learn from this account? Well, certainly we do not want to learn that if we keep on disobeying God, and God pronounces wrath against us, that eventually he will bless us. That would certainly be the wrong lesson to learn. But rather, we should learn the lesson of God's amazing mercy, that in spite of all the sins and disobedience of Jehoshaphat, that the Lord was still merciful to him when he turned to the Lord and his prophet. Rather, we should follow God's instructions and stay away from alliances with those who hate the Lord, because it is repeated also in the New Testament. The Apostle Paul says in 2 Corinthians, "Do not be unequally yoked together with unbelievers. Come out from among them and be separate, says the Lord." So we are not to ally ourselves with the Ahabs, the Ahaziahs, and the Jehorams of our day, but walk in the ways of our Lord. And especially we should want to walk in the ways of our Lord, because we see from this account how patient and long-suffering and merciful he is, even to those who repeat their sins over and over again, like Jehoshaphat. And the only reason, of course, that he forgives these sins is because of that final son of David, our Lord Jesus Christ, who took care of Jehoshaphat's repeated sins when he died for them on the cross. And at that same time, he died for our sins, even our repeated sins. And he rose again. Let us sing hymn number 479, stanzas 2 and 3.